Oasis Audio presents Composing Amelia by Alison Strobel. Read for you by Anne Richardson. Chapter 1. The bus ride to L.A. Cafe was a soul-sucking experience. Amelia Sheffield's head bounced with each pothole as she attempted to doze. She'd never been a morning person, but her boss didn't seem to care. The shop opened at 6, and if she wanted a paycheck, she needed to be there in time to get the bread baking and the sandwich fixings organized for the crowd that picked up lunches on the way to work. Never a big meat eater, she found chicken and shredded turkey and sliced roast beef even more difficult to handle at 5:30 in the morning. She stepped off the bus at Sunset and Echo Park, then walked the last 3 blocks to the shop. L.A. wasn't a pretty city at any time of day, but at least at 0:30 it was a bit more calm. She'd walked this route long enough now to have figured out the regulars and locals, and they exchanged sleepy nods as they passed on the sidewalk. Familiar faces, friendly conversation, it was all that kept her at this job. Well, that and the need to eat and pay rent. When the manager switched on the open sign and unlocked the front door, Amelia gathered her resolve and wiped the mope off her face. She began to greet the customers as though they were close personal friends. "You way too chipper, chica," Maria told her. "Ain't gonna find a producer in here, you know. They all eat downtown." "Touché," Amelia admitted. "But either way, I can't stand the thought of grunting my way through the day and never actually talking with anyone." Then in a lowered voice, "This job is bad enough."